You Only Die Twice by Edna Buchanan. Copyright 2001 by Edna Buchanan. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
It was deja vu all over again. Yogi Berra. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. Ecclesiastes 3:15. 1. Hot sand sizzled beneath my feet. An endless turquoise sea stretched into infinity. Bright sailboats darted beyond the breakers, their colors etched against a flawless blue sky. Playful ocean breezes kissed my face, lifted my hair off my shoulders, and ruffled my skirt around my knees. The day was perfect, a day to die for. Too bad about the corpse bobbing gently in the surf. She appeared serene, a drifting, dreaming mermaid, narrow-waisted and full-breasted with long, slim legs, an enchanting gift from the deep. She wore seaweed in her hair, which was long and honey-colored, streaked by a brilliant light as it swirled like something alive just beneath the water's glinting surface. Had she been caught by the rip current, that fast-moving jet of water that races back to the sea? Or did she plunge from a cruise ship or a party boat? Perhaps she was a tourist who went wading, unaware of the sharp drop-off only a few feet from shore. But if so, why was she naked? Clearly she was no rafter drowned in a quest for freedom and a new life, or gold chains and designer jeans. Her fingertips and toenails gleamed with a pearly luster, as though polished to perfection by the tides. This woman appeared to have lived the good life. None of the grotesqueries that the sea and its creatures inflict on the dead had overtaken her yet. Obviously, she had not been in the water long.